Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have five grants for your consideration. The first one is Indian River High School. They're requesting $2,500 to purchase two AED units. One AED will be mounted at their stadium and the other will be near the practice fields. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Arlett.
And Ms. Jennings, what just for the record here, what is it that these devices do?
That they are medical devices.
AEDs?
I just want to make sure everybody knows.
Okay. Someone stops breathing or doesn't have a pulse,
yeah.
You check them, and if need be, if you put the patches on, if it tells you shock, you tell everybody clear and you shock them.
Correct.
That's exactly what it does. Use those many times.
Yes, sir.
Some good and some not good results.
I think we made a motion.
But just so it's understood, publicly speaking.
Do I have a second?
So you have a motion for this?
I would like to move a motion for approval.
To grant them, what was that? How much was it? 20?
They're asking for $2,500. The last grant was $1,000.
Mr. Cole, you want to participate?
Yes, I might have to attend a game there and might have to.
Well, then bring you back for sure.
Because sometimes a lot of people think I don't have a pulse.
Or a heart.
Or a heart.
Motion is, Mr. Arlett.
So the motion is, what is the amount? $1,250 per council. Mr. Cole's in for Mike.
I'd like to back off a little bit from that since I spent so much.
No, we're talking from just two of them. Just Mr. Arlett,
oh,
Mr.
Just
Cole.
Them. Okay,
sure.
Fine. Thank you.
Nope.
How about 200?
No.
So your motion is $1,250 per
unit. Divided by two. Yes, sir.
All right.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. To grant $2,500 to the Indian School District for AEDs, mm-hmm. being $1,250 Mr. Arlett's account and $1,250 Mr. Cole's
account. That way they won't be referred to as the Arlett.
AEDs. There you go. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Arlett?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next one is the American Legion Post 9. They're requesting $5,000 to purchase and maintain a World War I monument on the circle. There have been no past grants for this project. Mr. Wilson, placed on the agenda.
There you go. Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion that each one of us gives $1,000 to help this World War One.
Each of us?
Each one of us.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you the problem I got with that. I did one in Seaford for $3,500 in Kwan's Memorial Park.
We all got them all over the county. So
they want to help me with that one. Mm-mm. So I'm not in this.
I understand this is the only one that's been. World War One. You're not in favor of helping World War One?
No, sir. Sure.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
How much do we
No,
need
I've only
this?
Got so much money to spend in my district.
Me too.
To help with agencies and organizations.
As this is conversation, Mr. President, just a very quick clarification from Mrs. Jennings. Which organization is this?
It's American Legion Post 8.
8.
Yes.
Okay, not 9.
Yes.
Okay.
It's 8.
Thank you.
Sam,
how much do you want to give, Mr. Wilson?
$1,000.
Two? Is it two or three?
Two. You didn't know what a couple is?
Well, a couple.
Yeah. I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
It's been redefined, though,
yes,
Sam,
second.
By the governor.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,000 in American Legion Post 8 for a World War One monument for Mr. Wilson's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Rehoboth Art League is requesting $2,500 to support their mission to promote the arts and arts education in Sussex County. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 for Mr. Cole and $500 for Ms. Deaver.
I'll make that motion.
Yes, and second.
Second. To grant $1,000 to the Rehoboth Art League for arts and education expenses, being $500 Mr. Deaver's account and $500 to Mr. Cole's account.
Correct.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. The next one is the Fenwick Island Lions Club's requesting $1,000 for the Selbyville Halloween Parade. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $800 for Mr. Arlett and $200 for Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole?
Shall we do it again?
Yes, sir.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr.
Second.
Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,000 to the Fenwick Island Lions Club for parade expenses, being $800 Mr. Arlett's account and $200 Mr. Cole's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. And the last one is Cozy Critters After School Program is requesting $20,000 to renovate a building to house their 4-H activities for their program. They are the only after-school program in the Lord Baltimore Elementary area. There have been no past grants to this organization.
I don't think so. I want to get involved in it.
Well, Cozy Critters, is it?
Who put this on the agenda?
Mr. Arlett.
Mr. Arlett, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
This is new, as we all know. It's renovating of a building. Obviously, none of us have those kind of dollars, nor should it be completely coming from the public sector, of course. Mr. Coles, or any, this is, many of these are part of your district as well.
I understand. I'm trying to figure, Cozy Critters, is it a
animal?
How does it qualify? It sent in the application.
Yeah, that's correct. They're a nonprofit. They're an after-school program. They checked low income, so they must have a low income. There are about 65 families that they serve, and they're going to do 4-H activities for the after school.
Why don't they just call it 4-H?
There's a lot of after school programs, Robin. I'm just and the building, the renovations and stuff. I'd be willing to support it with like $500.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Wait. Well, we're not done yet. I'm looking at their numbers. Again, I should say. So at this point in time, I'll add $1,500. And a lot of this is, as you can see from driveways and some other things there. But in the end, we'll do $1,500. So move a motion, $500. Nicole, $1,500 from
motion, Mr. Arlett.
Total $2,000.
Yes.
To grant $2,000 to Cozy Critters After School Program for building renovations, being $1,500 Mr. Arlett's Councilmatic account and $500 Mr. Cole's account. Any questions on the motion?
I think there's $1,000 from George's district.
Well, thank you, but Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I appreciate their interest, and I just can't vote for anything called Cozy Critters when referring to children. So
not too cozy with it, Joan.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Council member comments? Any council member comments? Hearing none, we'll go to motion for executive session for collective bargaining, personnel, and land acquisition.
Motion,
Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Go to executive session for those items. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session. I assume downstairs, Mr. Lawson.
Please.
Okay.